You're listening to SBS News.
The New South Wales government has announced it will lift its 18-year ban on genetically modified crops. From the 1st of July, Tasmania will be the only state left with a moratorium on farmers using genetically modified seeds. New South Wales Agriculture Minister Adam Marshall says the technology could deliver up to $4.8 billion over the next 10 years. He says the federal government's gene technology regulator would provide an adequate safety system to assess applications to grow GM crops. But despite the announcement, some have highlighted that genetically modified crops have been grown in New South Wales for years. State Greens MP Tamara Smith notes that cotton and canola have been modified to be resistant to the herbicide Roundup and allowed to be grown in the state since at least 2010.
Basically because of massive agribusinesses, and, you know, the Liberals and Nationals love to prop up those big businesses. So GM is all about a monopoly. You've got like four big players in the world and they control the genetically modified seeds like a massive corporate patent.
The shift to genetically modified technology is forecast by Mr. Marshall to grow New South Wales agriculture into a $19 billion industry by 2023. But the Director of Gene Ethics, Bob Phelps, disputes the perceived cost savings for farmers.
It's just that farmers want an easier method of controlling weeds, and for that they're prepared to accept a lower price for their crop. For instance, last week in New South Wales, genetically manipulated canola was fetching $40 a tonne less than the non-GM varieties. Farmers pay more for the GM crop seed. They pay extra for segregation of their crop from non-GM crops, and transport costs are also higher because of segregation requirements.
Mr. Phelps also raises concerns about the health impact of spraying more Roundup on herbicide-resistant crops. He claims there are health and environmental risks around spraying crops with the product in higher volumes.
Leaving, of course, residues in the crop itself and also in the environment. Since then, of course, Roundup has turned out to be a potent carcinogen, and there are over 100,000 cases being pursued at the moment in the USA for cancers caused by the herbicide Roundup.
New South Wales Farmers President James Jackson supports lifting the ban, but with three principal conditions. He wants the independent federal oversight body to be maintained, clear labelling of GM foods, and protections for organic farmers who choose not to use the technology. If those conditions are met, Mr. Jackson believes it can be a useful tool in the fight against climate change.
The other thing that has been done overseas is that they've introduced some genes into some of our horticultural crops to make them resistant to frost. So frost damage is a real problem. And yes, I know the planet's heating up, but one of the consequences is it's more likely to be damaged with frost. So frost resilience in a crop is actually going to become increasingly important.
He also says farmers should be free to decide on the commercial merit of GM technologies themselves.
The idea that farmers will grow genetically modified crops that don't have some sort of commercial or agronomic benefit, we don't do things, you know, just for the fun of it. I mean, it will have to have agronomic merit, otherwise we will not use the technology, and it'll have to be priced appropriately. There's commercial aspects to using these technologies that basically means if they don't work, we won't use them. I mean, we're not stupid.
One group representing the organic agriculture industry says the decision to lift the ban will increase anxiety among organic farmers. Alex Mitchell from the National Association for Sustainable Agriculture points to a drop in market confidence for products, even where they don't use GM technology.
We're seeing a lot of increased anxiety from the organic industry, but not just those who are certified organic, but those farmers who are actually looking to export into GMO-free markets. Certainly in the EU, there's been quite a lot of countries which are putting bans on GMO products. It might limit the access or increase the anxiety of some of those markets for the current producers accessing and looking to go into those markets.
Greens MP Tamara Smith represents the state electorate of Ballina. She says farmers in her area will stick to their practices even after the moratorium is lifted.
And, you know, they are not moving to GM crops, I can tell you that right now, because they're all about organic and they're all about regenerative farming, because that branding is what people in China can't get enough of, and it's about bespoke boutique food industries. So I just think it's out of step with your average farmer, but it's well and truly about rewarding their big agribusiness mates.
According to Ms. Smith, lifting the moratorium represents a missed opportunity to invest in regenerative farming practices, particularly as droughts become more common.
What we wanted, and what the minister himself, his own farm, is based on regenerative agriculture. What we want is money into regen ag, because that's the boom, and that's about protecting the soil for the long term. So it's a loss of billions of dollars of taxpayers' money in the wrong direction.
The agriculture minister, Adam Marshall, was contacted for comment, but he did not respond. Tysock Husey, SBS News.